Hello, I hope your day is going well. This is Montana Voice, a podcast, and I am Steve Saroff. Here are a few short readings. I've always been a hoarder of memories. My stockpiles include words I should have written, mixed with the letters I waited for that did not arrive. I also keep photographs that never existed, like the ones showing the color of your laughter as it washed over my ordinary gray, surprising me into dropping my burdens to follow you. Sometimes I still go to those places we went and wander in the rows of Mondays or Thursdays among the stacks of lost hours, which were filled with perfect, wasted time. What I keep, no one can steal, and these sounds that I listen for when it is quiet, and this brightness that I look towards when I close my eyes, these are the intangibles that brought hands from slouched pockets and into the open air where we greeted each other. These are what pushed and pulled us into our lives. There was a dream of a castle. It was early morning. "Here is where the children will sleep," he said. "And this will be where we cook our meals," she said. A window to let light in, the safe walls to lean on. "It will be home," he said. "Take care of me?" she asked. And each rock was held and lifted. "Take care of me too?" he asked. "Now there are ruins in a desert. Everyone is gone. Did we also cook and eat together?" "Yes, many times," the wind says. "Did we sit by windows and look out at the light and the stars?" "Yes," the wind answers, "as the ghosts whisper, we tried. We tried." That was written after visiting some desert ruins of the Waukikoki Pueblo, which were abandoned about 1,000 years ago. There's a cool photo on my Facebook page of the ruins. In Missoula, drifting snow had buried our history like those canvas Antarctic tents with the heroes and their journals frozen inside. But in Dublin, it was only raining. I still filled my small notebook with my words as the rain and the Guinness kept smudging the meaning away. What was left were weather reports and the numbered lists of our failures that, as much as I recounted, kept tallying back to the square root of -1. I was in Toner's pub, where Yeats had stared at his reflection among the bottles of stars that became his trampled gifts. I decided then that to understand your dark clouds, I should give up the lucrative comfort of poetry and become a meteorologist. But the barman, who was offering spelling and slant rhyme advice as he drew the pints, told me that my new profession would not change anything. Predicting the obvious, then staying for the storm, proves you are a fool, he said. From there, he and I discussed, with the optimism of the Irish and polar explorers, all the ways to look for what you will never find until you just fly away. I was alone in Seattle. The reflections in the coffee were muddy. I wanted to call to ask if you would pick me up from the airport, but I wasn't coming home. And besides, I had used up all of the minutes on my throwaway phone. So I wrote you a letter, which I crumpled and threw onto the table. The words bounced, fell to the floor, and rolled under a heater. Maybe you will chance into that place someday. Sitting by a rain-fogged window, you might lean down to tie your shoe or to pick up another lost soul and then find my crumpled intent from when you were the quiet all. Early mornings, choosing an empty table with good light, there was no rush. The coffee was hot and the omelet you ordered was always better than the time before. It would have been so easy then, any of those outings, to have looked at you and said, "There's something I never told you." You might have put down your fork and listened. I could have chosen a few careful words, selected from my keychain of failure, which might have unlocked one of your sorrows. I know we tried, you and I, but there was always a waiter coming by at exactly the wrong time, or the attendant crowd with their dull noise pushing us apart. We never had a chance. Do you remember the last time we got up and left? The large tip meant we were never coming back. Now the goodbyes we didn't say have mixed with the river mist that rises from fallen leaves and becomes this mulch of years that I carefully spread among your memories. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed some of what you heard. If you want to hear more or learn more about Montana Voice, visit montanavoice.com. The music on this episode was composed and played by me, Steve Saroff, and the didgeridoo was played by my good friend, Mandela.